Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes, indeedy. It is hump day. It is just after 4 p.m. And now that is our usual get-together time for my pal Dave Schwartz with Fan of SC as we keep a watchful watchdog eye on our buddies, the good old boys in Columbia, who are making their preparations for their upcoming session after the first of the year. And it's a shame, Dave, they don't have any surplus tax dollars to work with.
Yeah. Well, Bobby Mack, I'll tell you, surplus is such a politician word, right?
Yeah,
that's the word the politicians use to tell us that they've overcharged us, right? And I look at this similar, the state budget process. I mean, the state budget has grown every single year. For the last decade, they've spent about $1 billion more every single year. We're looking at, we're well over $30 billion now with our state budget, which is, it's just enormous. And you look at the way that spending happens, right? Our roads still not fixed.
Yep.
You've got our South Carolina State Guard, the folks that are deployed when natural disasters happen, hurricanes, floods, things of that nature. Bob, their headquarters doesn't even have indoor plumbing.
Nice.
For goodness sake. You've got our prison system, right, which is a complete disaster. We're underpaying these prison guards. We're having outbreaks all the time. Our prison system is a mess. It's completely underfunded, completely mismanaged. And Bob, those are the things that we expect to be done, right? That's the baseline services that the government is supposed to provide, right? Our roads so we can get to, from work, school, church, et cetera. Our prisoners are, locked up safely with lock and key, so we don't have to worry about them getting out or causing havoc inside the prison, right? That our first responders are well taken care of. They have the resources they need to take care of business. They don't do that, Bob, but they spend more and more every year. They give our money away to, for instance, the liberal billionaire owner of the NFL Carolina Panthers. Right?
Yeah.
Now that's where they want to spend our money.
Right.
So,
yeah, they're going to build him a road to the new practice facility.
Right.
Yeah.
$40 million of our money to build him a new road. And then, it was a couple weeks ago, he sent me an article where they've done and bought themselves a country club.
Yeah.
They couldn't afford the road, but they could afford the country club.
That's right. They bought themselves a nearby. Well, look, we don't want these NFL billionaires to have to overextend themselves by driving a long way during training camp to get to the golf course, so they buy one for them nearby.
So,
they can't afford the highway. The taxpayers have to pay for the road, but the New Jersey billionaire can afford to buy him a country club.
$11 billion with $11 billion, and he demanded, and our politicians, of course, did what they always do, which is get on their knees and do whatever these corporate special interests want them to do.
Yep.
And we pay for it.
Yeah.
Right. But Bob, that is the priorities of our state legislature, and it's why spending has gone through the roof. They break the law every single year. Section 111190 of the South Carolina Code is broken every single year. They don't hold joint open hearings. So the process has started back up. Last week, the group called the Board of Economic Advisors,
mm-hmm.
which is a group of bureaucrats and economists, professors, got together and they said, look, with the way that the money is coming in from the sales and our income tax here in the state of South Carolina,
right,
we're looking at a $2 billion overcharge. And again, The politicians, like you said, they call it a surplus.
Right.
But, Bob, let me ask you, if you drove down the road and the gas station had the sign out front that said, hey, it's $2 a gallon, mm-hmm. and then when you went to go fill up and they charge you $2.50, you know, you'd run into the store there and try to get your money back. And that's essentially what these politicians have done to us.
Well, at the very least, you'd be screaming fraud, right?
You'd be screaming fraud, right? They overcharged us by almost 25%, right? Their spending plan was for $8 billion. They've collected $10 billion. So, Bob, we need our money back, right? They overcharged us. This isn't a surplus. A surplus is, you know, that's a nice sounding thing, right? When you have a surplus in your home budget, right, you made a little too much or more than you thought you were going to make or earn that year.
Right.
You get to keep it as savings. But this is the government. This is the government we're talking about. There are no surpluses. The government doesn't earn or make anything. They only take what we give them.
Correct.
Right? So we have to demand, sadly, we're going to have to demand that they send our money back. They collected $2 billion more than what they said they needed. $2 billion with a B, which is about 25% more than what they demanded. That's a crazy amount of money, Bob. And so if you're sitting there listening at home and saying, gee, you know what? This crazy guy, Dave Schwartz, is right. You know what? The government and these politicians have overcharged me. I want it back with an across-the-board tax cut. That's what
right.
we call it when they overcharge us and we want to get our money back. They need to give us a tax cut. Next year, they need to send us that money back. And if you want to demand your money back with an across-the-board tax cut, text the word taxes, T-A-X-E-S, taxes, to the number 52886 on your cell phone. That will send a quick message to your state legislators and the governor, demanding that they cut our taxes. Bob, they overcharged us. They need to send us our money back. They need to cut our income taxes, cut the sales tax. I don't care how you do it. Send us the money back that you stole from us, that you overcharged us for, $2 billion worth. Send it back to us.
You know, it's a stark comparison, Dave, between what happens here. South Carolina is presumed to be one of the reddest states in America, right?
The people are.
Yeah.
We are, Bob.
Right.
We're conservative.
Well, how about the state of Wisconsin? Would you categorize the state of Wisconsin as a very red state?
No. No, I wouldn't.
Neither would I. And yet, in the very recent past, Governor Walker in Wisconsin, yeah. a Republican, first one they'd had there in some time. Governor Walker came in and he took a look at the budget and he said, wait a minute, we've got a surplus here. And it wasn't, by the way, $2 billion. It was about half of that. And what did Governor Walker do? Governor Walker said, well, this money belongs to the taxpayers. We should give it back to them.
Yeah. Bob, look. We get tagged with being, you know, because the legislature is dominated by Republicans, we get tagged as this conservative state, the low tax state. I hear it a lot from folks that aren't from here.
Right.
But when you look at it and you really break it down, we pay a lot in taxes. We pay a higher sales tax rate than anybody else in the southeastern United States. We pay more income tax, the income tax here. When you earn $15,000 a year, you pay 7%. On that earning for every dollar of $15,000. Bob, that's a higher income tax rate than the state of Maryland, which is in by no stretch anybody's definition of conservative.
Yeah.
You know, we pay more in some parts of the state, not in Greenville, thank goodness, because we stopped that crazy sales tax hike a couple of years ago.
Right.
But in places like Charleston and Myrtle Beach in the city of Columbia, you pay higher sales tax there than you do in New York City, which, again, by nobody's definition is conservative.
No, it's crazy.
We pay a lot in taxes in the state of South Carolina, and we've sent them more money to Columbia than they asked for. And by the way, Bob, we're already saying every single year they spend $8 billion more over the last decade.
Yep, that's right.
They spend more and more and more of our money. And I guess the question I have to ask is, are we getting our money's worth? Are we seeing the fruits of our labor being spent well in Columbia, and I would tell you, you don't have to drive very far outside of the radio studio, Bob, you know this,
yep,
on Garlington Road to know that, no, they're not spending our money properly because our roads still aren't fixed. Go up Highway 25 just outside of TR, and you can tell they ain't spending the money on the roads. They're not spending this money like they said they would. They've got way too much of it. Bob, they need to send us our money back. They overcharged us. They need to cut our taxes. And let me be clear also with that. When I say tax cut, what I don't mean is tax, quote, reform or tax, quote, swaps.
Right, because
right?
those are weasel words also.
They're weasel words also that gets them around the solution to the problem, which is we need to stop sending them more money.
Right.
They need to get – the politicians of Columbia need less money to work with. We need more money in our pockets. So I don't mean tax swaps. I don't mean tax reforms. I don't mean revenue-neutral policy solutions. I mean an across-the-board tax cut where we keep more of our money and the government and the politicians get less to spend. And you can send that message right now on your cell phone to your state politicians. Just text the word taxes, T-A-X-E-S, to the number 52886, taxes, to 52886 on your cell phone. Send that message. Sadly, Bob, we're going to have to fight to make sure and get our money back that they already overcharged us.
Yep, absolutely. And look, if they've got $2 billion that they're sitting on, obviously something is wrong with the tax rates. And while we're talking about tax rates, you think we have a higher tax rate while we're giving a corporate largesse to the owner of the Panthers to build a highway for a couple million bucks? Do we have a higher tax rate than, say, Tennessee? Do we have a higher tax rate than, say, Florida? Do we have a higher tax rate than, say, Texas, where, correct me if I'm wrong, they have no state income tax, and yet
none of them.
They don't seem to be going bankrupt, do they?
No. And look, Bob, it's all about priorities, right? It'd be one thing. I would be remiss if complaining for no reason, really. If all of those boxes that I mentioned were checked, if our roads were as paved and smooth, right, paved over with gold, if our prison system was running like a well-oiled machine, if our first responders had all of the resources they needed, if all of the basic government boxes were checked, I would say, you know what, these guys are doing a pretty good job with their money, but they're not. And instead, they're throwing it away and throwing it in the faces of the liberal billionaire owner of the Carolina Panthers for goodness knows what reason. But here's at the end of the day, it's all about they think, these politicians in Columbia, our legislators, they think they know how to spend our money better than we do.
Sure,
and
they do.
It's our money.
Right.
It belongs to us. We earn it. We work hard for it. And they keep taking it and wasting it away and on these crazy spending ideas. And as you said, most of it gets funneled back to these huge out-of-state corporations that quite frankly wouldn't come here if we didn't funnel taxpayer dollars to them.
Funny
so
how
we have to think about that as priority.
And funny how these states that have no state income tax still seem to attract industry with no problem.
They do plenty well, don't
yeah,
they?
You,
yeah, they do
you bet they
well,
do.
Don't they?
You bet they do. No, well, they do again, well. As Dave said, text the word taxes, T-A-X-E-S, to 52886 and tell these guys, look, it's my money. You're sitting on it. And guess what? I'd like it back.
You overcharged us. Just give it back to us. Bob, this is going to be a huge fight. Come January, when they open up this legislative session, these politicians are going to try to come up with every excuse possible to take more of your money and waste it again and again and again. We've got to fight back. Text the word taxes, T-A-X-E-S, to the number 52886. Fight back. Tell them to give us the money back that they overcharged us.
Yep, absolutely. Dave Schwartz, Freedom Action Network of South Carolina. You guys are on Facebook, right, Dave?
Yep, facebook.com/fanofSC, facebook.com/fanofSC. We update y'all every single day. And like I said, we're going to be following this budget situation very, very closely, Bob. We're going to be back with updates on this and more calls to action for your audience.
Excellent. Thanks a lot, Dave. Thanks for being a watchdog on the good old boys in Columbia. And we'll talk to you again next week, buddy.
You got it. Take care, Bob.
You bet. Dave Schwartz with Fan of SC. 420 here on the Bobby Mack Show. I'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
White House this afternoon, even as I speak, President Trump is doing a presser with Turkey's President Erdogan. And naturally, the Democrats are all over this. Of course, you know, when we had the business with Erdogan and the Kurds, they were critical of the president for his actions. Then now they're saying, well, oh, the president, he's shaking hands with this tyrant, this dictator, Erdogan, blah, blah, blah. Here's a little bit of the president speaking this afternoon at the White House.
We ended up with five and others wanting to come, and we'll keep them apprised. But some of them joined us. They happen to be here. Senator Jim Risch. Thank you, Jim, very much. Ted Cruz. Thank you very much. Lindsey Graham. Lindsey, thank you. And Rick Scott. Thank you, Rick, very much. Joni is here. Joni Ernst, someplace. These are people that want to see peace in the Middle East, and I thought it would be appropriate to have them come over. And they met with the president, and we had a lot of very frank discussion. And we're dealing with a very big subject, a complex subject. It's been going on for centuries in many cases, but we're making a lot of progress, tremendous progress in the Middle East. Okay, a couple of questions. Go ahead, OAN, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you.
First, I'd like to just start out getting your general reaction today to the impeachment hearings on the Hill. Do you feel that Democrats made their case, and how did you feel about the Republican performance?
Are you talking about the witch hunt? Is that what you mean? Is that what you're talking about? I hear it's a joke. I haven't watched for 1 minute because I've been with the president, which is much more important as far as I'm concerned. This is a sham and shouldn't be allowed. It was a situation that was caused by people that shouldn't have allowed it to happen. I want to find out who is the whistleblower, and because the whistleblower gave a lot of very incorrect information, including my call with the president of Ukraine, which was a perfect call and highly appropriate, and he wrote something that was much different than the fact. I want to find out why the IG, why would he have presented that when, in fact, all he had to do is check the call itself and he would have seen it. I'm going to be releasing, I think on Thursday, a second call, which actually was the first of the two, and you'll make a determination as to what you think there. But I've heard just a report. They said it's all third-hand information, nothing direct at all. It can't be direct because I never said it. And all they have to do is look very, very simply at the transcript. If you read the transcript, this was analyzed by great lawyers. This was analyzed by Greg Jarrett. It was analyzed by Mark Levin. It was analyzed by everybody. They said this statement that I made, the whole call that I made with the president of Ukraine, was a perfect one. So that this country gets put through that, that we have to waste this gentleman's time by even thinking about it, talking about it, I'd much rather focus on peace in the Middle East. And I hear that it's a hoax, and it's being played as a hoax. That's what I hear, but you'll have to tell me. Go ahead.
Then, if I may, on Syria and peace in the Middle East, President Erdogan talked about repatriating Syrian refugees back to their homeland. Have you had those discussions with European leaders, since there are so many Syrian refugees?
No, I think that, frankly, Europe should be paying for this to a large extent. As of this moment, Turkey's been paying for most of it. I think the president was saying today they've spent over $40 billion on the cost of that. $40 billion. How much?
$30 million.
40. That's what I said. Whatever. He spent a lot. Okay. They give it, they're throwing out all these different numbers. I heard it was $40 billion. How was that? $40 billion, correct? So $40 billion. And I've heard that number from others, and that's a lot. Europe has contributed about three, and a lot of these people would go all throughout Europe. I mean, it would
This is some of President Trump answering some questions from the media following his meetings today with President Erdogan of Turkey, which, as the president mentioned, was attended by both of the South Carolina senators, Lindsey Graham and Tim Scott. interesting that the very first journalist who was called on by the president today was the woman who is the White House correspondent for One America News Network, which is the probably most honest, down-the-middle, conservative-leaning even network. They are a they're the exception that proves the rules to all the alphabet networks that are out there, including, sadly, Fox, which is left-leaning as well these days. Little Annie is ready to go in the news center. It's 4:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Right back on the other side here on Hump Day.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. 4:38 now, 22 before 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show. The Star Chamber proceeding, the Kangaroo Court, however you care to refer to it, the Soviet-style show trial in Washington, day one now complete. And joining me this afternoon is Bill Pasco. Bill is a legal expert with the Tea Party Foundation. Bill, thanks for your time this afternoon. Good to have you here. My immediate reaction, and correct me if I'm wrong here, if you will, Bill, in previous impeachment proceedings that have been officially conducted by the book, we have arrived at a point where impeachment proceedings actually began following a special counsel's investigation that had found what they believed to be felonious actions by a president that required redress. And since they were both in their second terms, Nixon and Clinton, they wouldn't face the voters again. This is entirely different from what we are seeing now, is it not?
Well, you're absolutely right, Bob. Entirely different. The other thing, and you're quite right to point out that in both the Nixon and the Clinton investigations, Congress didn't act until an outside authority, a special counsel or a special investigator, had done a full and complete investigation and produced a report mm-hmm. indicating that there were impeachable offenses that the Congress would want to consider. In this case, we did have a special counsel who spent 22 months and about $37 million taxpayer dollars going down a rabbit hole.
Correct.
And came up empty and reported to the Congress that there was no evidence of collusion with Russia and punted to Congress the question of obstruction of justice, but said, I can't make a case here. So what's happened here is that for the first time in history, the Speaker of the House, not the House itself,
mm-hmm.
and this was an important point of contention at the beginning of the proceedings. The Constitution says the House of Representatives shall have sole power over impeachment.
Right.
It doesn't say the Speaker of the House shall have sole power over impeachment. It says the House of Representatives. The House only takes action when the House votes, when 218 members, a majority of the House, chooses to vote to do something.
Right.
So we have a so-called impeachment inquiry that was kicked off unconstitutionally by the Speaker of the House acting on her own and for herself. Then weeks later, the Democrats realized, this isn't really going to look very good if we go much further without letting the House actually vote on it to authorize this stuff.
Right.
So they had a vote in the House. And again, keeping in line with your point that this is unprecedented in both in three times, in fact, with the Andrew Johnson impeachment and with the Nixon and the Clinton impeachments.
Mm-hmm.
What we saw was overwhelming bipartisan support in the House.
Right.
Saying the president has done something here. We need to investigate. This time, unprecedentedly, not a single Republican voted to investigate the president. Not a single Republican voted to open an inquiry. And all but two Democrats voted for it. So, in other words, two Democrats voted against it.
Right.
If there's anything bipartisan about this, it's bipartisan opposition to investigating the president.
Quite right. Bill Pasko, legal expert with the Tea Party Foundation. And I think you're correct in referencing back, Bill, to the previous Mueller investigation, the first of these show trials, if you will, or show investigations, in pointing out there's been zero partisanship either in the Mueller investigation and certainly not in this latest silent coup attempt.
Well, we've been sitting here. Let's put everything back in context. Remember,
mm-hmm.
this investigation, the investigation began before Donald Trump was even elected president. The
True.
Investigation began in July of 2016.
Mm-hmm.
They were so determined. And remember, put yourself back into the mindset of July 2016. There weren't a whole lot of people who believed that Donald Trump was going to be elected president.
True.
Everybody was operating under the assumption that Hillary Clinton was going to be elected president.
Right.
So, it's not surprising that the institutional bureaucracy, the Justice Department, the intelligence community, the FBI, they were all kind of putting their thumb on the scales, assuming that Hillary Clinton was going to win. And so they let her off. We had the email server investigation, the private email server that she had, and her reckless handling of classified information and her aide's reckless handling of classified information. Nobody got prosecuted there. And then they turn around and they say, just in case, we better start building an investigation into Donald Trump, just on the off chance that he might win. It's not
right.
going to happen. Don't worry about it. But we'll do it like it's an insurance policy. Remember that text message?
Yep.
Like you're 40 years old and you're not going to die, but you buy the insurance policy anyway, just in
right.
case. Okay.
Right. And that's where we got this Operation Crossfire Hurricane, where these
exactly.
various institutions, essentially, as during the Obama administration, the IRS had been weaponized against Tea Party groups. Now we see intelligence agencies and the nation's top law enforcement agencies weaponized against a political opponent.
That's right. And so that goes forward. And again, when President Trump wins and then gets inaugurated, then they leak the Steele dossier.
Right.
And they begin the investigation. Now it changes from being a counterintelligence investigation into being a criminal investigation. And that was a tipping point right there.
Yep.
Now, counterintelligence investigation is conducted for the purpose of allowing the President of the United States ultimately to know what our foreign enemies are up to in trying to infiltrate our intelligence agencies, our top levels of government, to find out what we're up to.
Right.
And that's perfectly legitimate, a counterintelligence investigation. But then it became somehow or other, all of a sudden, we woke up one morning and somebody said, you know, by the way, this is now a criminal investigation. We're looking for evidence of a crime. And that changes things drastically. Nevertheless, they couldn't come up with evidence of a crime. And so now what's happened is the Democrats, I mean, this is an impeachment in search of a crime now at this point.
Right.
You know, Jim Jordan, congressman from Ohio.
God bless him.
Two witnesses today. Bill Taylor, God love him, 50 years of service to his country, top of his class at West Point, a Vietnam veteran. I thank him for his service. But he had to, I felt embarrassed for him when he had to answer the questions truthfully. Have you ever met the President of the United States? Have you ever had a conversation with the President of the United States?
Nope.
No?
Mm-mm.
No?
No.
Then why are we listening to him? You're the star witness, for God's sake.
Right. You know,
I felt bad for him.
Yeah, me too. And it's sad that the Democrats, conscienceless though they are, would place him in that position. But, you know, what we're describing here, and we're talking with Bill Pasco, legal expert with the Tea Party, it is reminiscent of more something we would see in the days of the old Soviet Union when Beria, the head of the old NKVD, the secret police, would say, well, show me the man and I'll find you the crime.
That's right. That's right. That's the guy who, by the way, shortly after the death of Stalin, if I remember correctly, Lavrenti Beria was found to have committed suicide by shooting himself in the head six times.
Yeah, in the back of the head at that. A pretty difficult proposition.
Here's the takeaway from today, Bob.
Yeah, Bill.
Democrats got nothing.
Right.
They got nothing. They got no evidence. They got no witness. They got no testimony from anybody who can say, I had a conversation with the President of the United States and he directed me to hold up aid to Ukraine until they gave him what he wanted.
Yep.
Nobody has been able to say that.
Nope.
Nobody's going to be able to say that.
Because it didn't happen.
He specifically denied it.
Right.
It didn't happen, and he denied it.
Absolutely.
He was asked by one of his ambassadors, and his ambassador went back to the others and said, the president just told me no quid pro quo.
How much more forthright testimony can you get? The president said there was, and the ambassador confirms it. Here's my last question to you, Bill. With the propaganda pushers in the media, they're going to have a difficult time spinning what happened today in Washington, given that they had, as you said, nothing. Are the American people going to be able to see through this charade?
I think so. I think what's going to happen next week, you know, the television executives are all about ratings.
Yep.
They want to know how many eyeballs tune in. And so today, and I was having a conversation, I was in a meeting on Capitol Hill yesterday with a whole bunch of us who were preparing for the public affairs aspect of the hearings.
Right.
How are we going to handle the reporters? And there was actually concern yesterday. There was some belief that the cable networks might actually tune out the afternoon. And I said, no, not tomorrow. Tomorrow is the first day of a public impeachment hearing to take place in 21 years.
Mm-hmm.
This happens once a generation. This will be wall-to-wall coverage on CNN, MSNBC, and Fox News.
Yep.
And they're not turning away for anything, I guarantee you. Now, what's going to happen is tonight they're going to go and they're going to look at their ratings. How many people were watching today from 10 o'clock in the morning until 4 o'clock in the afternoon?
Right.
And they're going to make a determination based on that as to what's going to happen on Friday, because Friday is the next day we're going to have a public hearing.
Yeah.
On Friday
Excellent
morning
point.
At 10 o'clock, we're going to have Marie Yovanovitch.
Yep.
I don't know. Based on what I saw today, it's not at all a sure thing that they cover the entire hearing live on Friday. They may not. And if they don't, then that means next week, they've already scheduled 3 days of hearings.
Right.
But guess what? Next week, housewives across America are already thinking of planning their menus for Thanksgiving, which takes place the following week.
You
I
bet.
Know how this works.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely
and
right.
That The people who aren't working, the people who would be at home glued to the TVs, they're not going to be glued to the TVs next week.
Yeah, they could end up with a TV show that nobody showed up to watch. Bill Pascoe.
You know what? This is the Seinfeld of impeachments. It's about nothing.
Yeah, it is about nothing. Bill Pascoe, legal expert with Tea Party Foundation. Bill, thanks very much for your time today and your expertise. Greatly appreciated. Hope you have a great evening, sir.
Thanks for having me, Bob. You too.
My pleasure. Thank you. 4:49, 11 before 5 here on the Bobby Mack Show. We'll be right back here on Hump Day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
McLean. Welcome back. 4:53 now, 7 before 5 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Because the alleged whistleblower, who is yet to be identified, Eric Ciaramella, is an employee at Langley. I believe this individual probably is an analyst at Langley and also served on the NSC, the National Security Council. When we come back on the other side in the 5 o'clock follies, I'll be talking with Bob Barr. He is a former Congressman Clinton impeachment manager and himself a former employee of CIA. We'll get his take on what happened today as well. In on the text line, Bob, I keep hearing the words unconstitutional and illegal, but no law enforcement agency is arresting any wrongdoers. I hear the same drivel every day, talk show hosts commenting and chuckling, but nothing is done. These people continue to waste our money and undermine our republic, but nothing is done but talk. You, too, are benefiting from the chaos. Your show depends on ratings also. Well, yeah, but what should I do, ignore the story? And as for nothing being done, the Democrats control that side of the House. All Republicans can do, sadly, is throw a few speed spikes down in the road where they can, as I think Jim Jordan, amongst others, along with Devin Nunes, did a good job today in the hearings. But it's the Democrats that hold the whip on this. There's essentially nothing that can be done other than this business playing itself out. To the phones we go. Let's head to Spartanburg and bring in Ray here on the Bobby Mack Show. Hi, Ray, and welcome to the program.
Well, I'm glad to finally get to talk to you, Bobby.
My pleasure.
Well, I did learn one thing today.
What's that?
All those displaced Ringling Brothers employees now have jobs.
Yeah, all they're missing is two more rings.
Yeah. And Jim Jordan really impressed me.
I knew that Jim was going to do a good job because he was on with me very recently when Congressman... Jeff Duncan had his his barbecue a while back in Anderson. Jim Jordan was a speaker at that and joined me on the program. And he knows what's going on here from A to Z, and so he was the right guy to have in there at the right time.
Yeah, brought back memories of Trey Gowdy.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely.
Well, the reason I called, I need you to straighten out some timeline for me.
All right, sir.
Everybody keeps saying Trump's asking for an investigation against a potential competitor in the election.
Right.
Didn't all this go down before Biden announced?
Much of it did, yeah. And even at this point, you know, it doesn't have the nomination sewed up.
That's right, but his hat wasn't in the ring when all this happened, so how can you be a potential candidate?
I mean,
if that's the case, you and I both are potential candidates also.
That's correct. And that is a question. The question that you pose, Ray, and rightly so, is one that is never going to be asked by anybody in the propagandist media. Great question. Thank you, Ray. Appreciate it. Hour number two is in the books. When I come back, as I said, Bob Barr will be joining me on the other side here on the Bobby Mack Show. Day one of the so-called impeachment circus in Washington concluded, and we'll talk about it as we proceed here on Hump Day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.